You have doubts in your own mind. I wondered in my own mind whether maybe I did know something about the water being thing. I have no conscious knowledge of it, but the whole Dean thing convinces me it is. Because the only way I could have known was through Dean. And I'm convinced Dean didn't know. And
or Dean or
his reaction to this other thing was such that.
What's that?
His reaction? Dean's reaction to the release. I'm telling him about it.
Well, the only thing that I heard was trying to reconstruct was when, you know, the discussions we ever had in here was when you would come in and say, don't ask about how we get the missing stuff or something or other, you know, not my God, but back to that or something. And it wasn't, this is a, I think this had to do with the, Chapman, and some of that crap.
I gave you some of that stuff, not very much. And that, the Chapman's friend, I had no problem with at all.
Perfectly happy to describe that.
At least they asked about it.
Provided he wants to live out of the country. That's his problem.
They may not be able to make a case against him, and if they can't, maybe that's the best position for him to be in. It proves he's guilty publicly, but puts out an impasse legally. If he testifies, I'm sure he should have perjured himself.
If he saves himself,
he may get it.
If he saves himself, I suppose, and that leaves an aura on us, I suppose.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What the hell? See, nobody else can testify to what he did, can
they? I don't think so.
Jaden can't testify to it, can you? You can, of course.
Jaden probably can on some things because he, you know, sent him newspaper clippings from time to time.
Well, just so Jaden can testify on the other things that are legal.
Well, as I understand it, the only thing that the
illegal
is that he's concerned on is that one thing. And that's
a horrible thing, I think.
Right, too.
Well,
but and I believe
such a thing that Jackson had written on his dictionary, which is why it sounds so god.
Well, I may have the facts wrong. It may not have been. It was that kind of a thing. I have the nature of a write up.
Yeah.
Probably don't have specifics. Which is not to condone the blood, that was a stupid thing to do. And totally unnecessary.
Just had no effect. Now that's interesting how the editorial comment picks up that way. I was not following quite that closely for the program. So I wonder if we have our next group.
Yeah. Well, this thing can have a lot of difference. They've got to go after something. They've got to keep moving. As they fail to fix any one target, they've got to move to another one. Keep working on what they can do. I think Dean probably is right that they're in a position, both the prosecutor, the grand jury, and the Senate committee are in a position where they've got to appear to have solved the mystery.
Sure.
And you got a problem. I've got a problem when I go up there, and it's you've got a problem on an overall basis. Which they are starting to pose in these things now, which is the point that undoubtedly President Nixon did not know anything about the Watergate, who did it, that was being done, or anything else.
But that's what people
not who has done. But it is totally impossible to believe that President Nixon does not now know what was done and by whom and for what reason. Because President Nixon is not so stupid as to have let this thing happen and then not determine for himself what happened and at whose instigation. So therefore, while he didn't know, he obviously now knows, and it's therefore incumbent upon him to come out and say what happened and who did wrong and get the thing cleared up. Now, they say they put that at the highest level, and they could, that's a plausible point. Okay, but they can't get to you. So they'll get to me, and they'll say, it's inconceivable if you did not. So you say nobody knows, you didn't do anything or know anything. We believe you. You say that as far as you can determine, nobody in the White House did anything or knew anything. We believe you. Now let's start the other. Somebody did something. You believe us. We all agree on that. Now who told them to do it? Under whose authority was $250,000 given to this guy or whatever it was? Under whose authority? Gordon Lee thought this all about himself.
The answer is yes.
The answer is, as far as I know, yes. I don't know anything about it, and I was not lax in not investigating.
You investigated.
I can investigate about the Justice Department, the FBI,
President's Counsel.
Covered in a civil suit. It was covered in a criminal action. And it was not appropriate for me to launch a personal investigation of it, and I did not, of course.
But the White House Counsel did.
White House Counsel did, as regarded White House involvement.
Right.
Why didn't the White House counsel involve and get into committee involved? Because there was a legal proceeding here. The responsibility of the White House counsel was to determine whether anybody in the White House was in any way involved. It was his determination that no one was so involved. And that's where I stand on it, too. Now,
when you talk about
it, you honestly need to say you don't know whether Jeff Magruder, your former chief assistant, was involved in this. That's correct. I just don't know.
Did not know, and we tried to find out. He has said not. And we don't have evidence to indicate that he was. I mean, we can't. That's true.
No way. I mean, personal knowledge. I have no personal knowledge.
Are you going to try to? The reason I asked about more is, you going to try with Mitchell either the gambit of having him make some sort of statement?
John has said, check this, he has, he's sat under oath again. That until he moved over to run the campaign, he had nothing to do with the management of the campaign. That is just absolutely, totally, 100% untrue. We know that's untrue because you talked with him about it. He came in here from time to time. Not very often. Because basically, we wanted to keep it out of here. We wanted him putting it together. He set up Frank Dale. Who got Frank Dale to take the chairmanship? Did
I cover?
Why, sure. And Frank Dale knows that. Frank Dale knows who was running. If they ever get have the brains to call the guy who was chairman of the committee, they, assume Dale has never been alive on anything. Because they have nothing, and Liddy confirms that I had nothing to do with it.
Thank you. do is
at 2:45 on the way to the
finish. Yeah.
I think that's a better.
He's out of government now, so he doesn't much give a damn, you know what I mean? So completely. I think that's maybe his attitude here. Well, not all these boys, these boys.
Maybe he convinced that they can't make a case on him, and so that's it.
Either got to convict him or they don't convict him. Or he might just, it was the only thing that really concerns me. In his case, something that could serve, you well see, to have the finger point to somebody else for being responsible. In other words, if it won't stop the recruiter, he's got to say, well, I have to do that somebody else has the tools on him that should do it.
Well, it's even to his advantage to have it run from a recruiter to someone else so that it clearly doesn't run from a recruiter to him.
Exactly. So that's why Bob would serve as a
recruiter.
It did start with a recruiter.
Yeah, if it did start with a recruiter, it would implicitly lead to him. And it's to his advantage to have a query lead to someone else.
Or else if they won't start a recruiter, they don't want to go to somebody else. So therefore, he would say, well, let it go to Hall or Colson.
That's all I have for reason. And I suppose that all he's concerned about is his own assets. The money might take, but the problem he's got with that is he knows it isn't true. That I would think would be very hard to pull off. And maybe he's been on an operator.
Glad that some arrangement will be made to be in touch with him. But I'll talk to more if somebody feels I should at some point. In other words, to get Mitchell's got to know nobody's trying to get him. You know what I mean? That's the whole thing that I see here, Mons. I mean, everybody's got to realize that nobody else is trying to get him. Now, the only guy that is playing publicly the lone game is now Colson, is he? And that must have burned Mitchell's ass or something.
Yes, sure it did. It did mine. I mean, that was
well. It's terrible. Well, anyway, I wondered if you might give George Bush a call, and I'll tell Julie that watch for that. I really think we can work that one out, don't you think so?
Yep.
A little yardage for history.
Yes, it
might be very important yardage. You know, might be around to see it. He's around. He gets a big time to see for it.
Kennedy business or the Rockefeller, or J. Rockefeller, or any
those people. I mean, they, you, you play what you got. Now look at that J. Rock car. Are you much of a fool? You only got down there, got elected governor of West Virginia.
Say.